This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
It's now time for All Aboard for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine. Now, have you ever thought about packing all your fly gear up, all your fishing gear, and travelling somewhere exotic, somewhere beyond Queensland, beyond Western Australia, beyond New Zealand? Well, my next guest has done exactly this, and he has gone exotic. Barry Sullivan joins me, one of our Real Adventures regulars, and he's just returned from an incredible trip to Patagonia. Baz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Patrick. Pleasure to be back.
Now, where the hell's Patagonia? And
well, good
how
question.
How did you get onto it? What was the inspiration behind this trip? Now, when I think of Patagonia, I think of the brand and the t-shirt. How did you get
exactly
there?
It hardly competes with real brand apparel, but Patagonia is up there. But look, yes, this truly is an expedition and an adventure, not just a fishing trip. Patagonia is a region in the areas just on the eastern side of the Andes Mountains, and it encompasses areas within Chile and Argentina. And I'd been talking about this trip with a friend of both of ours, Mark Weigel, who'd done a bit of a recce there before COVID.
Millbrook Lakes, and of course, Mark Weigel, that is.
Absolutely, Mark Weigel from Millbrook Lakes. And we'd been talking about getting a crew together to head over to Patagonia and explore this amazing fishing, which in the way he described it was like going to New Zealand, 60, 70 years ago. With COVID, it got delayed, and then we, kept talking about it. And then eventually everything got teed up and we hooked up with an organisation called Patagonia Trout Outfitters. And, the organisation went from there. But, the excitement had built up. Was amazing, getting all the logistics right of how to get there and what to pack. And it was just an awesome build up and picking the right crew who were flexible, resilient, prepared to have a good time was really important part of it.
So for those that don't, have friends in the industry or have mates like Mark who's spent a huge amount of time in the fly fishing industry, how would they go about organising a trip like this? Is it as simple as Patagonia Trout Outfitters? They've got a website. Is it as simple as getting in contact with them that way and having a group of mates that then go over there? Like, how do you go about that part of it?
Yeah, well, look, definitely I would recommend Patagonia Trout Outfitters. And it's, if you just Google them, patagoniatroutoutfitters.com, the guy who heads it up is Geronimo Canton. And he is absolutely brilliant, and all of his guides and support staff are absolutely brilliant and will give you the most incredible, genuine Patagonia experience, from the lodges they select you to stay in, the food, the hospitality, the fishing locations, you're fishing, freshwater creeks, rivers, lakes. It's just incredible. And the logistics that they take care of while you're there just make it so much more enjoyable.
And you spoke about it being like New Zealand, but 60 years ago. Is that how you found it to be?
Absolutely. Like, it's quite primitive. There are no, I think there was one made road for the 2 weeks that we were there that we actually travelled on. The rest are just, graded pathways and, gravelly type roads, and some of the entrances to some of the lakes were, you know, it'd take you an hour to travel, you know, 5 or 6 Ks. It was amazing. But the fishing in each of those is so remote and the scenery is just incredible. And it can be quite cold and windy. So, you know, you've got to be able to rug up. I needed my Dior wetsuit one day.
But just the $8,000 wedding.
Exactly, mate. But, yeah, you've just got to, you know, endure the tough conditions and get out there and embrace yourself in it. But, you know, they take you to some incredible places. Like, and you can tell how simplistic the place is. What the first lodge we stayed in, it had 5 lakes to choose from. You know, Lago Uno, Lago Duo, Lago, you know, Cinque, whatever. And that basically means Lake 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Very original in their naming of the lakes.
Yeah, but the food and the cabins we stayed in were amazing. You know, they were hand-built and took 7-8 years to build. They've got big fire pits in the middle of the, you know, the house. Or the cabin where they butterfly whole lamb and cook it up, and then you just come back and feast after a hard day's fishing. It was just amazing, and the fish were incredible. The water clarity is impeccable. Like, it's just amazing. I don't know how the water gets so clear.
So in terms of the people traffic, because just like Australia, trout were introduced into Argentina back in the very early 19th century. So obviously, less people pressure equals far greater fishing. The fish themselves, was it hard fishing? You've done a lot of trout fishing over the years. Was it hard fishing, or was it pretty good?
Well, Pat, as you know, probably, I'm not that an experienced a fly fisherman. And you're fishing every type of fly fishing. You're stripping wets, you're dry fly fishing, you're having to double haul to get into the wind, you're casting in pockets on the edge of a fast flowing river from a drift boat. So it can get a little bit technically challenging, but there are also some spots where you can be the most basic fly fisherman and still get success. But as you can imagine, guys like Mark Weigel just slayed it. Like, he could cast.
That man can cast into anything, though. He can be in a blizzard or a tornado, and he'd still find a way to land a fly.
Yeah, and look, those who aren't that familiar with fly fishing, you know, a fly is something you can blow off the palm of your hand, and you're trying to cast that, you know, 15 metres into a little pocket that might be a metre wide and land it softly in 80 kilometre an hour winds with overhanging branches and fast flowing current in the back of a drift boat, and Mark can do it. You know, right? Whereas someone like myself, I managed to hook the guy 3 times.
Or me, Baz.
Yeah, I managed to get my own fly in the back of my ear. You get a few tangles and that sort of stuff, which can be, a little bit frustrating. But at the end of the day, there are also so many places where the conditions were perfect. And at one stage there, you go from wearing 5 or 6 layers of clothes to, I had all the top off. I looked like Vladimir Putin at one stage, having a cast in the Rio Grande.
Shirt off on the horseback.
Yeah, very off-putting to the other people in the boat. But, that's just the extremes you go through. But at all times, it's just an amazing adventure.
What about cost, Baz? Talk to us about a trip like this. What's it set you back? What are the ranges that you think people can work through?
Well, look, our trip all up would have been probably 16 grand, including airfares.
Yep.
Right? For a trip of a lifetime, that's not too bad. The best thing from our point of view is, you pay in either Australian or US dollars. And you know how we panic when our inflation rate got close to 6%, right? The peso in Argentina, the inflation in the economy is 300%. So it goes up 30% a month. So if you buy a bag of chips for 1 peso today, in a month's time, that will be 3 pesos. So if you've got US dollars and you're presenting that, you are treated like an absolute king.
Royalty, yep.
It's incredible. It's a real problem for the Argentinian economies. But, these outback adventures, and which could involve horse riding as well as trekking as well as fishing. They're the lifeblood of some regions down there.
As always, Baz, an absolute pleasure. PatagoniaTroutOutfitters.com is the website that Baz is talking about earlier. Great having you on the show again, mate, and well done on an incredible trip. It looked like an absolute blast. All thanks to realbrand.com.au. That is Barry Sullivan.
Thanks, Patrick. Pleasure.